But Margot remembered. "It's like a penny," she said once, eyes closed. "No, it's not," the children cried. "It's like a fire," she said, "in the stove." "You are lying. You don't remember it," cried the children. But she remembered and stood quietly apart from all of them and watched the pattering windows. And once, a month ago, she had refused to shower in the school shower rooms, had clutched her hands to her ears and over her head, screaming the water mustn't touch her head. So after that, dimly, she sensed it. She was different, and they knew her difference, and kept away. There was talk that her father and mother were taking them back to Earth next year. It seemed vital to her that they do so, though it would mean the loss of thousands of dollars to her family. And so, the children hated her for all these reasons of big and little consequence. They hated her pale snow face, her waiting silence, her thinness, and her possible future.